supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. And we will be back here next week, same time, same channel. Until then, peace out.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend. The end of our elaborate plans. The end of everything that stands. The end. No safety or surprise. The end. I'll never look into your eyes again. Can you picture what will be so limitless and free? Just of some stranger's hand in a desperate land.
Good evening, KZFR. This is Right on Air, which is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the Chico Racquet Club, featuring 8 new pickleball courts, plus pickleball leagues, tournaments, lessons, and more. The Chico Racquet Club also has tennis and sand volleyball and offers the same programs for those two sports. For more information about a membership or a tour of the club, visit ChicoRacquetClub.com or call 530-895-1881. Holy smokes, I've got some news, everyone, for those who are still tuned in and haven't checked out. I started this radio program December 7th, 2016, and today is February 19th, 2025, and this is the last show of Writing on Air. Surprise, surprise, unless I'm called in to do something in 2 weeks, but I highly doubt that because I will actually be in Reno in 2 weeks. I'm moving for a teaching position. I've been trying to get into my teaching field for a while. I'm an orientation mobility specialist and teacher for visually impaired students. And I finally found a job over in Reno with a number of friends, coworkers who helped me through my school system who are going to be working there. So I have to move on to a different chapter now. That being said, I thought a lot about what I wanted to do for this last show. And, you know, not surprisingly, I just grabbed a bunch of poems that I found close to my heart, a number of books and poetry collections that were from people who had came on the show. And I'll talk a little bit about each one of them. And I did a little bit more digging. And I am a little, not super meticulous, but pretty meticulous in archiving my own shows. So I had something, I think the number was about 128 or something like that, shows that I had. Might have been a little bit less. I had a few duplicates in there that I wasn't able to go through and sift very quickly today. But I was able to find what I think was the first show ever that I did. December 7th, 2016 is the date that I'm referencing on that. I have some paperwork and some promo recordings, but I figured those would not be as entertaining to air from around October. So this has been a good 9 years for me. And before beginning, I just wanted wanted to say thank you to all the people who've come on the show and allowed me to do this. KZFR, the community here, the community in Chico, and the broader communities that I was able to access through this writing platform. I always have said that this show is for the writers. It's the picture frame, and we are the, we are the picture frame, and the writers are the picture. They bring content to the show that they want to air and discuss, not have critiqued, but just have conversated about. The whole point of the show is not to critique writing. I wanted people to feel welcome and energized after leaving this station, not feel like they had their work run through a ringer or something like that. The whole point is to celebrate and encourage people to continue writing and to want to join the writing community. So thank you all for being part of that. But I wanted to start this show with the number one show, and you... I'd like to say I've improved a lot, but this will showcase some things, but I think I have improved a lot. But this first show, I'll only play about 2 minutes of it. For some context, back then, every single piece that I aired, every poem or separate piece in a book that was read, I spent a lot of time trying to match a song component with it, some sort of mood matching instrumental. And oh my God, I only could keep that up for about a year before I was like, this is ridiculous. I can't do it. And there was not enough music out there for me to match and find the exact mood. But this show was still one that I was going with that. But I'll let you hear the intro of my first time ever being on air. I think actually I might have cut out the part where I said, welcome to, and then I had to look around because I was like, wait a minute, what's the station ID? Totally forgot we were KZFR 91 Chico, which by the way, this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills and beyond. We are streaming at KZFR.org, and the views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views and opinions of KZFR staff, board of directors, or its volunteers. I had to say that one a lot, especially with the diversity of writing that we've had. That being said, here is the very first show that was ever aired for Writing on Air, and I'll play about maybe 2-3 minutes of it. Let you guys get a little bit of a taste of how professional and not awkward I sounded. Here we go.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Kevin. I am a new programmer here at KZFR, and I am really excited to do this show. I've been kind of influenced by radio most of my life, almost wholly from the TV show Frasier. That has been kind of a big inspiring thing for me for years and years and years, but this show will not be a psychology show, I promise. I am not qualified for that, and by no means am I going to attempt to analyze anything on here, minus what I'm getting to. So this show, Writing on Air, is developed mainly to give students around the world, but specifically Chico, I take input from anywhere though, a chance to get their creative writing out on the air and circulation and heard by people everywhere. So basically, I take in short stories from so far Chico State, a couple other places that I'll mention, from students, and they write on whatever topic they want. Eventually, we might get to some themes and stuff like that, but that'll be a little while before we get there. So these short stories aren't very too long. I've got about 4 or 5 here tonight. Should be pretty fun. And that's about it. If you want to send in a story and you're a student locally listening, it is write.onair@gmail.com. I'm sorry, write.onair@gmail.com. That is the address you'll send it to, and I am Kevin. In the subject line, just make sure to put on that you are submitting a story, and any comments you want heard on air, go for it. Later tonight, I'll post up all the requirements on our website. That way we can see exactly what we have to meet here, keeping it classy and stuff like that. I have a few requirements that need to be met, but nothing major. And I don't turn away any stories if I can help it, because the more the merrier. So, without further ado, see if I can get everything set up here. This next story is going to be by Lily Alsky. She is actually going currently to Hiroshima Daigoku.
All right, I'll dive back in before we just air off into my first episode there. That name that I just mentioned, Lily Alsky, some tea for the Writing on Air community, for anyone who's listening. The first 2 years of this show, I struggled immensely finding writers. And I'm so fortunate that a lot of my friend group are in writing circles and are writers themselves. And when they found that I was doing a writing show, for the first maybe three shows, a lot of my friends submitted some pieces of their own, and I was super grateful. And then it became kind of a consistent thing where I had to keep talking to them saying, hey, you did so good 2 weeks ago. Would you be willing to submit another? I know you haven't written anything, but you should definitely write some new stuff for the show. And I ended up having to beg/borrow for a while from friends just to kind of fill space and time that was on here. After about 6 months of that, I just started to hit downtown areas that were doing writing events and whatnot because my friends stopped returning my phone calls. And once you hit that point, you know, you probably beaten a dead horse a few too many times. So I had to derail and find some new stuff. I have a few pieces here, three books that I wanted to read from that were not more recent, but I think within the past 2 years, two poems and a personal reflections book and casual conversations. And everything that I'm going to read today, I want to try to inspire and evoke a thank you for the communities that I've been part of. And I wanted to, I picked these pieces because I wanted to showcase how I approach writing and a thank you to writing in some ways. I do have a lot of poetry that I've written myself, and I will always write the rest of my life. I find it helps me process a lot of things. This show has given me a platform to talk about a wide array of writing and emotional topics. And I cannot express to the community here how grateful I am to be basically a firsthand audience of so many creative and talented people. This community radio station, for anyone who's willing and wants to join and has some focus on promoting a topic of conversation or music, highly encourage you to do so. This is one of the most freeing spaces I've ever had access to. The fact I can come on here and talk for half an hour every 2 weeks and sometimes interview local writers, you know, that's one of the coolest things. If you have a drive for it and you want to have a freeing space to talk, play music, interview, community radio stations are one of the last places we're able to do so quite freely and have an audience. You can do so on your own time, but there's a guaranteed listener basis here. That's pretty cool. And you get to share a part of yourself when doing that. This past 9 years, I have grown immensely in my own communication skills, and my own confidence. And this radio show has been a consistent every 2 weeks for me. It has driven a lot of my growth in this community, and I cannot express how grateful I am for being allowed to be to have this opportunity to sit behind this mic and to do the show that I do. This first piece I wanted to read from is from an author named Michael Waltz. We had him on about a year ago, I believe. His book is called To Find Their Way Together, and the piece that I wanted to read from, I'm going to try to go with a small theme for all of these, and the theme is strength. And I don't want to say strength and resilience. I feel like that word's been used a lot in this community lately for good reason, but it's not quite what I'm going on. Maybe strength and hope. This one's called Falling Green. Trees turn slightly around halfway and leaning to the ground as they finally fall down. Green trees fall differently, somehow animated and relaxing. They hold on until the gentle rushing of leaves and branch is silent. Others break halfway, leaving ends lightning struck and charred, and some trees die all their lives. I hope I fall green, living to the last, turning, and with a great sigh lie crumbling down. I take some strength from that piece, because I do want to go out with a grand sigh, ideally in my sleep, not knowing what's going on. So fingers crossed on that one. I always like to start in the morbid areas because they're kind of fun. I don't know why I circle on that. There's probably a therapist out there who could talk to me in depth at where I lean towards that. But I take some humor and some inspiration in that. And thank you, Michael Waltz, for being on the show. And again, all the other writers who've been on the show. You guys made it what it is. And I have 120 plus shows to show for it. And hope to get a chance to do this again one day. There is a community radio station in Reno. Might access that. Or if I move back to Chico, you can 100% believe that I will be right back in this station looking for a time slot. Because this has been one of the most enjoyable things about living in this town for me. This next one that I'm going to read from, just two quotes in this book. It's Bidwell Park, Personal Reflections and Casual Conversations about Chico's Crown Jewel, which, by the way, for anyone listening, if you're in the local community, Bidwell Park is turning, I think it's 120 this year. That's pretty freaking awesome. I want to say it's happening in July, and stay tuned because there's probably going to be a community event. This book that Paul wrote actually stumbled into a series of conversations between him and I, and now council members. I think Addison Winslow was at one of the last meetings, and a number of other affiliates related to the park on about a number of other affiliates related to the park joined and did a community discussion on how to better preserve and conserve our environment that is our park, this crown jewel that Chico has. And highly recommend you reach out, find his book, Bidwell Park, Personal Reflections and Casual Conversations about Chico's Crown Jewel by Paul Bells. I believe he has it in the local bookstore and in a few other areas. It is this book is a wellspring of information if you're curious about how the park came to be, some of the topics that it was at risk of being damaged or lost or cut in half. A lot of very interesting discussions happen in the history in this community here. But at the end of this book, sorry, Paul, I'm going to spoil a few things. He makes a conversation about what we can do to protect the park and how sometimes you might feel overwhelmed with things that are happening by and large, and you won't know what to do with those things. I know we're in a very, what I would phrase as volatile political time. Lots of people who should be friends and family and community members are angry with each other for many reasons, and that's a divisive tactic used by the political elite. Please don't be divided. We're here to heal our communities, not yell at each other or shoot them or anything else. Please calm down and have civil discourse and discuss and problem solve, because we might lose that style of thinking and discussing if we're not careful. We have to practice it. And Paul was speaking on this point in his book because the issues that he pointed out were very contentious and still at discussion nowadays. So he wrote a small story. I'm going to read now. I keep thinking of a story I heard many years ago at a peace conference. A mystic was going out into the desert to pray and meditate when he met a little bird lying on its back with its legs in the air. "What are you doing?" the mystic asked. "Well, I heard the sky is going to fall, and I decided to come out here and hold it up," the bird answered. The mystic laughed and said, "How can you, a little bird, hold up the sky with your tiny legs?" The bird replied, "One does what one can." The first time I read that, I wanted to cry. That's one of the coolest stories I've heard. And I think that in all trying times, we are only able to do what we can. That's why, you know, united we stand, divided we fall. But take heart, there are lots of people putting their legs up in the air to try and keep things from falling, and I think it works. That was a weird segue to go to the next point, but let me read his second point on this. And I wanted to read this one because this is Paul's words about our local Chico community. Wildflowers still fill the park as the weather warms up. Late spring 2023, wild roses thrive along the Yahi Trail. Poppies are starting to fade, but the ones that remain glow brightly. More and more pipe vines, swallowtail butterflies fill the air, and I hear more California quails calling than before. The park is strong. We must be strong too. Paul Bells, June 2023, Chico, California. Thank you, Paul. Again, this his book, the author, Paul Bells, the book, Bidwell Park, Personal Reflections and Casual Conversations about Chico's Crown Jewel. This book is an inspiring book, definitely worth a read if you care about our local community park. A lot of these writers that came on without knowing it inspired me in many, many deep and dramatic ways to the point that I would often go home and write for a few hours on my own time because of how inspiring the show was and how energetic the show became for me doing this. Over time, I used to try to really connect the dots and be like, this is the broad overarching theme, which I think can still be fun in some ways, but only if you are a little bit planned beforehand. Sometimes I would just do it shooting from the hip, and it was chaotic, but very fun. As I said, there was a lot of growing for me here, and none of it was uncomfortable. It was very comfortable, very enjoyable, and I valued it immensely. This next book is another poem book. A poetry book, Fire and Silk, Poems and Artwork by Megan Irene Turner. You might know her as my current co-host. She's a little bit absent right now. Sorry, Megan. I didn't let you know. I kind of surprised this. No one knew this was my last show, if you're listening. She's been... has to do work and stuff usually at this time, so she's not been able to be on the show, unfortunately. But she's here in spirit, and I'm reading from her book tonight. So this is Megan Irene Turner, Fire and Silk. And this piece is called Fusing Space. Fusing spaces between bottom feeders and those surface swimming leaders. Below is where water looks prehistoric. Above, choking light with amber's waves of plastic. Fusing spaces between fungi and bullets and cooling sequoia trees with muddy roots. Science that cures the festering wounds within amid progress that breeds sickness in coinless kin. Fusing spaces between wood and plaster and the hearth that stands after. Raging wildfires and feverish winds, the place where sparks end and new growth begins. Fusing spaces between the body and soul and the silver strands that inevitably grow. Bodies that clash with synthetic desire in elastic skin, freckled and weathered by the society that refuses to live. Another thing about writing that I wanted to phrase there is at the end of these shows, I would often ask people what their advice for writing was. Any advice that they had for people. There was a strong theme of just get out there and do it. Don't stop and just dive in and do it, which I think you should take a healthy dose of if you're beginning your writing journey or are needing some inspiration. Sometimes you just have to sit down and do it. Otherwise, it's not done. It just stays in your head, which is fine too. But if you want to say you're writing, then put pen to paper, put a finger to typing keyboards of whatever sort you're using and get some writing down. That being said, a lot more nuance was had throughout other shows. Not that it's needed, but just it was had. And many of the writers would say, you know, this is a cathartic healing space. There's something dramatically altering to your own emotional state about pulling out writing, pulling out an emotional conversation in your head, putting it on paper, and then being able to distance yourself but come back to it to still feel what that emotion was. So this next piece was written by me, and it was written earlier this year, actually, which is, you know, we're not too far along in it. I think it was in the beginning of February. And I was musing with the idea of immortality and what that means and stuff like that, and then I realized it didn't matter and wanted to write about that. So before I dive in, we're moving to the second group of poem books that I have here, which is more of the inspirational pieces, things that I drew strength from during my time here in Chico. Some of these books, I think actually three of these books that I'm going to read from were gifted to me by people who'd been on the show. Knowing that I was interested in writing, they gave me more things to explore. And I'm quite grateful for that. I appreciate that. But this one is has no title. I'm working on that, but right now it does not. I'm going to start reading now. And he found, to his unsure awareness, immortality had been achieved, and there was not much to do except let time play out. They cozied up to their friends, extended the bubble to those who asked, and loved profoundly, gently, and openly. Another thing I enjoy about being around a writing community is people play with their words in spaces of art, and writing is an art form. Poetry, in my opinion, is one of the more freeing styles of art, in writing form at least, and I've always found that I don't like being constrained by rule systems. A little bit of a rebellious streak there. And poetry, when I found it, was one of the more freeing formats, because anything that you write down in some sort of kind of syntax form or something can be qualified as poetry. I'm sure lots of people are going to fight me on that one, but I only have one more show, so fight me if you want. That being said, if you are looking to be a writer in any form, any style, I encourage you to do so simply because you're worthy of it and you deserve to, you know, be a good writer. There is no such thing as good writing. It's all opinion. There are things that are clear and things that do get across messages more concisely than other things, but there is no writing that is above another writing style, or writing format or context or anything. If it is delightful to you, it is delightful enough. And so don't be too intimidated by getting into this field if it's a spot that you like. Sometimes you might only write one thing a month. That's totally fine. You are still a writer if you do so. But if you do stop for 10, 15 years, there's somewhere in there, there's a window of saying, I'm not a writer anymore, unless you pick up the paper again. This next one is by Dylan Thomas. And I'm going to probably read the last few ones here because I don't have much more time. So I'll do a little bit less discussion for everyone. The force that The force that through the green fuse drives the flower. The force that through the green fuse drives the flower, drives my green age, that blasts the roots of trees, is my destroyer. And I am dumb to tell the crooked rose, my youth is bent by the same wintry fever. The force that drives the water through the rocks, drives my red blood, that dries the mouthing streams, turns mine to wax. And I am dumb to mouth unto my veins, how at the mountain spring the same mouth sucks. The hand that whirls the water in the pool, stirs the quicksand, that ropes the blowing wind, hauls my shroud sail, and I am dumb to tell the hanging man how of my clay is made the hangman's lime. The lips of time leech to the fountainhead, love drips and gathers, but the fallen blood shall calm her sores, and I am dumb to tell a weather's wind how time has ticked a heaven round the stars, and I am dumb to tell the lover's tomb how at my sheet goes the same crooked worm. My hero, oh, that was it, sorry, going to the wrong page there. That one is about the force of life, if you're curious. That's an opinion also, but that's what I've read often and when I did my own extensive, writing of many pages on that. No, I didn't do anything. This is just my own opinion on it. This next one I had is from the Hua He Ching, the teachings of Lao Tzu. And I won't read the whole thing on it, but I'll read the part that really resonated with me. Again, these are supposed to be about strength and about hope for, really just about hope, not for anything in one in general, but just maintaining it and holding on to it, because sometimes it's all we have. This is the 18th excerpt or chapter, I guess, of the Hua He Ching, Teachings of Lao Tzu, and it's the end piece. Gently eliminating all obstacles to his own understanding, he constantly maintains his unconditional sincerity. His humility, perseverance, and adaptability evoke the response of the universe and fill him with divine light. One thing that people used to talk about often is that books are worlds unto themselves. And I do definitely believe that. So get out there and pick up a book. It's worth reading. It might change your mind about some things. You might educate yourself, or you might find some time well spent. This next one is by Noor Unnahar. Yesterday I Was the Moon is the name of the book. And this one's called Sadness. So this is about hope, but I did wanted to extend a little bit of the bitter part of the sweet part of moving and leaving towns and having this be my last show. Sadness. It's in the air of the city I loved and left to never return. I might return, though. It's the smell of leaving. It's a shapeshifter. It looks like a face I do not want to remember. Then suddenly, it is a face I cannot forget. A dishonest performer. So while I'm happy to be leaving, there is a good swath of bitter to the sweetness, as I said. If I had the chance, I'd do this for another 10 years. This is a fantastic opportunity. If you're interested in doing community radio, this is a great time to get involved. We're looking for more programmers, and you can do shows like I'm doing. That can be talk shows, that can be oriented around a topic. You can bring friends, you can bring family, all kinds of things. Once you have your own slot for a show and an outlined idea of what you're doing, there's a lot of freedom within that context. And this last one I wanted to pick out and read is by none other than Charles Bukowski. He was one of the first poets that I got into that really inspired me to do writing. And I do find a lot of my early poetry mimics and mirrors a lot of his cynicism in some humorous ways. But I think he resonated with me because he was very sober sometimes in his connection of the world. This comes from his book, You Get So Alone at Times That It Just Makes Sense, by Charles Bukowski. I believe it's a compilation of things. It's called Miracle, again by Charles Bukowski. I have just listened to this symphony, which Mozart dashed off, in one day, and it had enough wild and crazy joy to last forever, whatever forever is. Mozart came as close to possible to that. I wanted to touch on this last piece. Art is supposed to inspire. And there's lots of philosophical and research discussion on what art does for the body, the mind, the emotional space, anything biologically, and lots of proven research on how engaging with art in a process or in a consumption form benefits and heals the body and mind in many different ways. If you are interested in writing or any other art form, now is the time to do it. That's all I can say. So I guess coming full circle in this show, I'm going to say the same thing that I've heard other people say. Sit down and just do it. This is a contentious time in our world, and words are going to be needed more than ever. We are not here to yell at each other. We're here to have civil discourse for the purpose of having a healed world and possibly maybe a few inches closer to a utopia. I'll just say that out loud. Talk about some optimism and hope. But this is going to be Kevin Cook signing off on Writing on Air. Thank you guys so much for my time here and for being an audience, maybe an unwilling audience, for those of you trapped in the car and can't turn the channel because you're both hands on the wheel in your tended to position that you're supposed to be on 24/7. Like any of us do that. Thank you guys for this opportunity. This has been one of the greatest